Good evening, everyone. I am Tracy, and today is June the 1st, or June the 2nd, 2022. Thank you all so much for being here. Before we begin today, let's just take a moment to calm and center ourselves. We are joined in unity today as planetary healers with a great love and respect for our beloved Mother Earth. So let us connect to that and bring our higher thoughts and energies together today for this important meditation. Take a few deep breaths. And invite peace and calm into your minds. In this exercise today, we will connect with the inner earth and with the spiritual aura of the earth. And we will be working with the guardian of the inner earth, known as Adama, who is located at Mount Shasta, California. This exercise was adapted from an advanced meditation class with Giuliano through David K. Miller in December of 2019. We acknowledge the original caretakers of all lands, the First Nation peoples, and we pay our respects to all elders, past, present, and emerging. Let us all open our hearts now and make the following declaration. Mother Earth, I am a planetary healer, and I am here to interact with you and assist to bring you back into balance. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg, and we ask Giuliano to send quantum omega light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Take a moment to receive and feel this light shaping your cosmic egg. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This quantum light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. Planetary biorelativity healing is an important skill necessary for the survival of planet Earth. The basic idea in planetary healing and biorelativity focuses on connecting to the spirit of the Earth. That is to say that we as planetary healers can form a relationship with the Earth. The stronger the relationship, the more influence, the more effect we will be able to have on the Earth. Just like the human aura, the Earth's aura has four bodies. And for this exercise, we will divide the Earth's aura into the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, and the physical parts. When we look at the Earth's aura, we often work on the physical part in biorelativity. That is because we want to lessen the power of storms, earthquakes, or volcanoes. But there is also a mental, a spiritual, and an emotional part of the Earth's aura. Now, how can we, in biorelativity, work with all four different layers? This is very important for the success of biorelativity. Let us look at the spiritual part of the earth, that is, the overseer of all purpose, the overseer of all directions for development. The spiritual part of the earth is described in part by the name of the earth, known as Gaia, but also in the shamanistic or in the native teachings as Mother Earth. So let us begin. Take 3 deep breaths. And with each breath, feel yourself going into a deep state of relaxation and expanded consciousness. Allow your spirit body to rise out of your physical body and go to the top of your room. You are in a circle at the top of the room with the other participants in this exercise. Giuliano is leading us, and together as a group, we travel at the speed of thought to Mount Shasta in California. We arrive and are now over the mountain in Mount Shasta. And in the mountain, there is an etheric crystal. We raise the crystal. And as we raise the crystal, Giuliano calls on the guardian of that crystal and of the inner earth, Adama, to work with us today. Adama lives in the inner earth. The inner earth is the spiritual home of Gaia. And with Adama, we will visit the spirit of the earth, and we will help to strengthen the earth's spiritual aura. Here in Mount Shasta is one of the great openings to the inner earth. The inner earth is an interdimensional corridor, and only those people like yourself of higher consciousness are able to enter this corridor and go to the spirit of the earth. Adama opens up a doorway that is hidden in the mountain. And we enter the inner earth. We are traveling into the inner earth on a mission to strengthen the spiritual aura of the earth. And we come now to a great palace, a great center of light in the inner earth. A special room with special chairs has been prepared for us to join Adama in a meditation. Choose a seat in this room that is in Adama's palace in the inner earth. You feel the great spiritual energy of this earth. For we are in the inner earth, and we are close to the spirit of Gaia. Take again 3 deep breaths. In the center of the room, in the center of the circle, is a holographic image of the earth. and a holographic image of the four layers of Earth's aura. Visualize the Earth's aura as blue and visualize it on top of the four layers. We will be working now with the spiritual layer of the aura. And because we are in the inner earth, we have great powers to communicate with the spirit of the earth. Look at the holographic image of the earth. Connect your third eye to this holographic image. And send your spiritual energy to the earth's aura. And say these words. I, and say your name, am aware of the spirit of Mother Earth. I, Tracy, am aware of the spirit of Mother Earth. Send that affirmation, and as you think that affirmation, see the spiritual aura of the earth becoming a deeper and deeper blue, a brighter blue. Now say the words, I am aware that the earth is a spiritual energy. I am aware that the earth is a spiritual energy. And send that thought now into the holographic image of the earth. We will go into meditation. And now say, I am aware of the earth's spiritual aura. I am aware of the earth's spiritual aura. And project that thought into the holographic image of the earth and the aura. And see the earth's spiritual aura becoming brighter and brighter. Let us go back into meditation as we focus on these affirmations. The earth's aura is becoming a deeper and deeper blue. The earth is responding to your recognition and to your love for her. Now let us look at the emotional energy of the earth, the emotional aura. The emotional aura of the earth is composed in part of all of the reactions throughout the whole history of this planet. Remember, the Earth is 4.7 billion years old, and there have been many changes, There have been many changes in temperature in the ice ages. There have been several large meteors or asteroids that have struck the Earth. The Earth is again going through a rapid and dramatic change. The Earth has emotions. She has feelings, outbursts of energy. And the Earth is being abused. And the Earth could respond or react with strong emotion. We would like today to send a golden harmonic light to the emotional body of the Earth, a light of balance and of harmony. So look again at the holographic image of the Earth. You can see the second layer, the emotional layer of the Earth's aura. It is filled with multiple types of energy, including both light and dark energy. It is filled with many, many different types of emotional energy. Send with your thoughts and spiritual energy a golden harmonic healing light to the emotional body of the Earth now. We will go into silence. The Earth's emotional body has received this golden light that you are sending. And now send this affirmation. Let the Earth's emotional body be in a golden harmonic balance. Next, we will go to the mental body of the Earth. The mental body of the Earth is composed of thoughts from the Creator and an historical record of all planetary thoughts from the beginning of time here on Earth. Remember that the Earth is a growing planet. We think of the Earth as a living being, but the Earth is an adolescent. It is not a full adult. There are ideas and programs that the Earth has in its mental body, just like we have thoughts and programs in our mental body. And today we want to put a new program, a new thought pattern, into the mental body of the Earth. This new thought is, we, the planetary healers, want to work with you, Gaia, to help rebalance this planet. We want to work with you, Gaia, to help rebalance this planet. Send that program, send that thought message into the mental energy field of the Earth. Let's go into silence as we focus on this new thought pattern. The Earth has received your new program. The Earth said that she is aware that we have been working with her before, that this new program is helping to strengthen her bond with us. Now the final layer of the Earth's aura, the physical layer. This is the layer that we most often work with when we do bioremediativity. In our bioremediativity exercises, planetary healers want to change certain weather patterns, earthquake patterns, and generally lessen the destructiveness of Earth's catastrophic events. On this layer of the aura, you see the Earth physically as she is today. This includes all of the weather patterns, ocean currents, and all earthquake patterns. The Earth is a living planet, and as a living planet, she is always changing. There are always different changes occurring on the Earth. For this layer of the aura, please repeat the following affirmation. I admire the physical beauty of the Earth. I admire the physical beauty of Gaia. Think about the holographic meaning of this statement. In holographic work, one part can represent the whole. In bioremediativity, you often go to the area which needs work, the area that is having problems. In this exercise in the inner Earth, we are going to go to the beautiful parts of the Earth. So we want to focus on the physical aura of the Earth. And we strengthen the physical aura by going to a beautiful place and admiring and appreciating the beauty of this Earth. For by holding and admiring the beauty of the Earth, you strengthen her aura, you strengthen her physical energy. So go now, wherever you are, to a beautiful place that you know on the Earth. In your meditation now, and admire that place. Send admiration and love to that place. And the Earth's physical aura will strengthen. Let it go into silence as you visit this beautiful place of your choice on the Earth. See the Earth's physical aura now, and it is stronger. You see the Earth's mental aura stronger. You see the Earth's emotional aura stronger. And see the Earth's spiritual aura stronger, as you also hold this holographic image of this Earth. Adama strengthens the holographic image and strengthens the Earth's energy field. It is time now for us to leave the palace in the inner Earth. Together we leave and travel upwards to the top of Mount Shasta, where Giuliano is waiting for us. Know that you are welcome any time into Adama's chambers, into his palace in the inner earth, where we can directly speak to and interact with the spirit of the inner earth. We are at the top of Mount Shasta now with Giuliano. And travel back to your rooms now at the speed of thought. You have arrived back into your rooms where you started. And just feel your spirit body re-enter your physical body in perfect alignment. You feel a deeper connection to the spirit of the earth. And the Arcturians want you to know that you can always return to the inner earth. You can meet Adama there, and you can work on strengthening the earth's aura. And as you do this, you will have a greater influence on all the biorelativity you are doing, because you have now created a stronger relationship with the earth. You are fully back in your physical body. Become aware once again of your breath. Stretch your fingers. Move your toes. And when you are ready, gently open your eyes. Blessings to you all, and thank you for this important work for Gaia.